The Pre-Game Proverb, a biblical way to start the day. Here's John Rayner.
Today's Psalms talks about praising God and praising God publicly. Psalms chapter 9, verse 14, the word of the Lord says, "Save me so I can praise you publicly at Jerusalem's gates, so I can rejoice that you, Lord, have rescued me." Now, have you ever had somebody bail you out of trouble? Maybe a coworker remembered something you forgot, or a classmate stuck up for you when you were getting bullied. Just some kind of generally bad time we might have been going through, and then someone shows up and saves the day. Well, when that person happens, we're very quick to thank and publicly praise whoever that might be. This Psalms echoes that same sentiment. David is saying, "Lord, please help me out here. Once you do, I'll never let anyone forget it." And that's actually, as Christians, what we should be doing. Publicly praising Jesus for bailing us out of eternal punishment. Because we know that the penalty for sin is death, a sentence to hell. And none of us are without sin. So that means that we are all headed down below. And who's going to rescue us from that? Who intercedes on our behalf? Jesus does. If Christ didn't come and bear the brunt of all our sins on the cross, we'd be in a way off worse situation than what David's dealing with here. Because David's only dealing with his enemies. And the worst thing that can happen to David here is death in an earthly sense. But that fire with his enemies is put out. Once he dies, no longer dealing with his enemies. Once we die, we got two places to go. We can go to heaven or we can go to hell because of our sins. And because of those sins, we'd otherwise be destined to go there. But Jesus came into the world and became that sin. He died and rose on the third day so that our sins taken away. And we are, in essence, given a get-out-of-jail-free card through Christ's work on the cross. And that calls for some serious public praise for Jesus because it's nothing we did. He did all the work. And just like the Psalms is saying, so I can praise you publicly. And we should praise him publicly and rejoice in the fact that he rescued us. And we should always keep this in mind in our daily lives. Now, sure, folks are going to mock and say, "Oh, you're Christian cults and you believe in fairy tales." Secular world just loves to bag on Christians. But the secular world is fading away. Those folks who mock don't matter. They're going to die just like the rest of us. But those who declare Christ as King and live by that and obedience to him, we will be forever spared that eternal punishment because Jesus intervenes on our behalf. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. And God bless.
The Pre-Game Proverb with John Rayner. Look for it on all podcast platforms and have it delivered to your smartphone. The Pre-Game Proverb, proud partners of The Bar, the Biblical and Reformed Podcast Network.